You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere. Here are your hosts, Matthew Leach and Paul Hagan.
Hi, everybody. I'm Paul Hagan from MLB.com. I'm here with Matthew Leach. We're going to be talking about the Toronto Blue Jays, a team that came out of the gates really fast and has really sustained a long run of injuries, but is still right in it, and made a big roster move this week by bringing up top prospect Aaron Sanchez to stabilize their pitching.
Yeah, the good news for the Blue Jays is, as much as things have gone rough for them, nobody's run away from them in the division. They're right there, and if they can hang on long enough to get healthy, I think they'll still be a team to take very seriously in this division.
We're talking with Gregor Chisholm, MLB.com's Toronto Blue Jays beat writer. Gregor, the Blue Jays brought up Aaron Sanchez, their top prospect this week. What does he bring to the bullpen, and do you see him going into the starting rotation at some point this year or maybe not till next year?
I think for Sanchez, his immediate future is going to be in that bullpen. The Blue Jays are pretty concerned about his overall innings this year. He's thrown about 100 innings already this season, and the Blue Jays would like to cap him around the 130. So they were kind of faced with a situation where they could have either left him in AAA, continued his development as a starter, and he probably would have been shut down around the middle of August or so, mid to late August. Instead, they decided to try and see if he's going to be a solution for some of the issues they've been having in the bullpen. So they're bringing him up to give manager John Gibbons another option in middle relief. The Blue Jays have been really kind of struggling to bridge the gap to closer Casey Jansen. So they're hoping that Sanchez can come in and fill a bit of that void. It's something that he doesn't have a whole lot of experience doing. It's a decision that Toronto made over the All-Star break. So he only actually had two relief appearances in Buffalo before getting the call up. So he's going to have to make that quick transition. But for the most part, he's a guy who's saying that he's not going to change a whole lot with his approach out there. He's going to still keep throwing all of his pitches. And he has an overpowering arm. His fastball is a plus-plus pitch for him. He has the ability to get an awful lot of ground balls. So it's kind of a similar approach that the Blue Jays took earlier this year with Stroman, with Marcus Stroman. They're going to get Sanchez's feet wet in the bullpen and then hope for bigger and better things for him next year in the starting rotation.
That was the most notable move that the Blue Jays made, but they made a flurry of roster moves. Tell us about the moves and what they mean.
Yeah, it's been a busy week for the Blue Jays. They designated for assignment Sergio Santos. That's the big move besides the Sanchez one that the team made. Santos, it's the end of a bit of a long road for him with the Blue Jays. When they acquired him prior to the 2011 season, he was viewed as the closer of the future and a guy who was under club control for a very long period of time. So not only was he supposed to close in 2011, but he was supposed to be the guy for the next 5-6 years. Unfortunately for him, it never really worked out. He got hurt in 2011, got hurt again in 2012. And then it's kind of the same thing with him over the past few years. It's just he hasn't been able to stay healthy. Even this year, he battled some issues with that. But when he was on the field, his control problems were really kind of what derailed him. Fastball command, especially this season, was elusive for him. He just wasn't able to get in the zone, and that had opposing teams really sitting on his slider, which when he's able to set up that pitch, it's a wipeout slider, a really, really nasty pitch that leads to a high number of strikeouts. But when that's the only thing you can get over for strikes, it really kind of takes away the deceiving part of the opposing hitters. So he's, last year when he came back, he had 2 months where he was one of the best relievers in baseball, but that he just wasn't able to carry over that success into this year. And with the other moves, the Blue Jays kind of just overall are adding a little bit of depth. Esmo Rogers got called up as well to serve in long relief after Brad Mills got designated for assignment as well. And the other one is Ryan Goins is back up. He was the starting second baseman at the beginning of the year, just wasn't able to hit at all in April and ultimately lost his job. And so the Blue Jays are bringing him back up here for a little bit. It's going to be kind of a part-time platoon role with Steve Tolleson at second base, with Munenori Kawasaki possibly moving over to the third base to take some time away from the struggling Juan Francisco.
Gregor, there's all kinds of rumors out there this time of year. One of them had the Blue Jays speaking to the Padres about Chase Headley, who, of course, went to the Yankees, a team that the Blue Jays are competing with in the American League East. What kind of reaction was there from the Blue Jays to the Yankees making that move?
There wasn't too much. You're right that he was one of their primary targets. They had some ongoing discussions over the past few weeks, really, about Headley, and he would have been a good guy to fit into that the Blue Jays lineup, because they need either a third baseman or a second baseman. They have some flexibility, because when Brett Laurie comes back from injury at the beginning of August, he's going to fill one of those two roles. His versatility really increases the Blue Jays' options, but Headley would have been a really nice fit with the Blue Jays, because he could have slid over to third base. You know, the situation with him, probably with the back issues that he's been dealing with this year, he probably wouldn't have been the best fit on the AstroTurf at Rogers Center. That probably would have even taken a bigger toll on him this year. But it's clear the Blue Jays need to make some sort of move. I think their biggest obstacle right now is just the amount of money that they have available to spend. Even though you're talking about prorated salaries at this point in time in the season, there are some real question marks as to how much money the Blue Jays are able to take on at this point. So I wouldn't be surprised that a lot of the discussions that Alex Anthopoulos is having with other teams right now doesn't just involve what prospects would be going the other way, but how much money opposing teams are willing to take on before they send that player to the Blue Jays, just to kind of increase everybody's options.
Another rumor that's been floating out there has the Blue Jays interested in bringing back Alex Rios, which I think created some a little bit of a stir. Do you think there's any possibility that that could happen?
That would be an interesting one, because that would require Jose Bautista moving to third base, and that's something that he's talked about that he's willing to do. He's been actually taking ground balls over at third base now, going back just a few games before the All-Star break is when he started to do that. He obviously spent some time at first base as well, kind of resting his hamstring with Encarnacion and Lynn Botho. But he's been getting a lot of work in at third base right now. And that's, if there's one major strength on this Blue Jays team right now, it is the overall versatility of the players that they have. I mean, the fact that you can have Laurie go to second or third, the fact that you can have Bautista in right field or go back to third base, and it's been a couple of years for him, but he was a very good defensive third baseman. A lot of people, before he made that full-time transition to the outfield, a lot of people thought third base was going to be his future spot in the major league. So he can play either of those spots really well. So that allows Anthopoulos to take a look at not only an infielder, but also an outfielder as well. And Rios would be an interesting fit, because the Blue Jays have really struggled against left-handed pitching this year. It's clear that they need a right-handed bat in that lineup. Another lefty is not going to do them much good at this point in time, because it seems like whenever an opposing lefty is on the mound for the opposing team, whether it's a starter or a matchup late in games with the bullpen, the Blue Jays find themselves in a lot of trouble. And getting Encarnacion and Laurie will help with that, but they need another piece.
So what is your best guess? Do the Blue Jays make a headline-grabbing move before the deadline?
My guess is that they will make a move. I don't think it's going to be the type of blockbuster a lot of people in Toronto are hoping for. You know, it wasn't that long ago that the Blue Jays were, in the mix, and the conversation around the city was about acquiring a guy like a David Price or a Jeff Samardzija. I think those guys, for the most part, obviously Samardzija's already been traded. The Blue Jays aren't in on David Price, and there's not going to be, a major move like that. I think that there is going to be something. I would expect Anthopoulos to make a minor move for the bench to kind of shore up some of the platoons they have right now. And then I think you're talking where a deal for someone like Rios or a player like that, a guy who can be an impact bat, I think a move like that is feasible. It just might not be quite as big of a name as Blue Jays fans up here were hoping for over the last couple of months.
Gregory, you touched on this about the injuries that have sort of sabotaged the Blue Jays after their fast start. Give us an update on some of the key guys and when they might be back.
Yeah, the Jays have really kind of found themselves in a situation after the All-Star break where they're kind of just treading water until, or at least trying to tread water until some of these guys get back. Looks like early August will be the return date for a lot of the guys. Right now they're without Adam Lind, Edwin Encarnacion, and Brett Laurie. Brett Laurie's been on the field this week. He's got a broken index finger, so the lower half of his body can still be worked out extensively. So he's been doing a lot of running and conditioning drills on the field. He rejoined the team after the All-Star break. He's expected to start resume hit. He's been lightly hitting off a tee this week, just started that a couple of days ago. So hopefully by the weekend, he'll start ramping things up a little bit. Probably the Blue Jays say they would like to get him out on the rehab assignment in about a week or so. That seems to be a little bit optimistic in my opinion, but you're probably talking about 2 weeks from now is when they could be looking at getting him back. And Encarnacion, kind of same thing with his quad injury. He's been slowly ramping it up, started to ride a bike very recently. And he's kind of started to do some slight things on the field as well. So these guys are taking it step by step. Adam Lind just got out of a walking boot this week. So, again, all these guys are moving in the right direction. Sometimes it's challenging for the team to even know exactly when they'll be back. But I think within the next 2 weeks, they should get those three guys back. And that's going to be, you know, in a lot of ways, that's the Jays looking at additions basically at the trade deadline as well. While they'd like to add somebody else, they're getting some big internal components back on this team in the relatively near future.
Is there a lot of confidence around this team that once they get those guys back, they can get back on a hot streak and maybe, you know, really take charge of this division the way they did early in the year?
Yeah, I mean, that's what they need, those guys. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, those are major, major pieces of their lineup. And, I mean, the starting rotation was basically, you know, the biggest talking point around this team throughout the offseason, throughout spring training, and even in the first 2 months of the season. But the starting rotation has done its job. I mean, there's still some long-term question marks about whether Drew Hutchison and maybe even Marcus Stroman, whether those two younger arms will have the ability to make it through the season. Hutchison struggled on normal rest this year. He's faded a little bit in July. So there's some long-term question marks about that rotation, but the rotation has done its job to keep the Blue Jays in it. Over the last month and a half, really, the rotation is really the only reason the Blue Jays are still within sniffing distance of first place in the American League East. So the lineup was a strength for the first 2 months of the season all the way through that winning streak in May, and really cooled off in mid-June and so far all of July. They really need to get the lineup going again, and it starts by getting those guys back into the lineup, because when you're missing Encarnacion, Lind, and Lurie, it's understandable the team's going to struggle to score runs at times. Those are big impact bats, all three guys, and the Blue Jays really need to get them back so that they can start going on, as you said, kind of a little bit of a run like they did earlier on this year.
Thanks, Gregor. We've been talking to Gregor Chisholm, the MLB.com's Toronto Blue Jays beat writer.